Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Due to extreme wind chill temperatures, all Campbell County schools are closed. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A wind chill advisory is in effect through Friday. The National Weather Services advises an Arctic air mass will continue to produce dangerously cold wind chills across northeast Wyoming through the week. All Campbell County schools are closed today, December 21st, due to the bitter cold temperatures. The coldest wind chills are expected to occur today through Friday as a quick-moving storm crosses the region. The system will also bring a quick shot of snow, which combined with strong northwest winds could lead to significant blowing snow. This may cause reduced visibility while traveling, especially today and tomorrow. During the wind chill advisory, wind chills could dip as low as 60 below zero. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. If you go outside, cover all parts of your body, especially your head, face, and hands. Our local Fur Kids Foundation also reminds you that dangerous wind chills are also a hazard to your pets. Bring your pets indoors. If you cannot bring your pets indoors, make sure to provide proper shelter with plenty of insulation. Check their water often and make sure to feed them extra food. If you see a pet without proper shelter or a person outside in this weather, please call the police department at 682-5155 or the sheriff's office at 682-7271. You can also contact the animal shelter for animals at 686-5249. The Gillette City Council voted on a request from the Mayor's Arts Council to commission artist Eric Dowdle to produce a painting for the 20th anniversary of the Mayor's Arts Council. The painting will capture the unique characteristics of Gillette. In addition, the agreement would include 6,000 puzzles of the original artwork, which would be available for purchase. The cost of the painting and the puzzles is $150,000. City Administrator Hyun Kim said the Arts Council will be seeking donations to help offset the cost, and the sale of the puzzles is expected to make money above and beyond the cost of the project. Angela Williams, the liaison to the Mayor's Arts Council, told Council she was contacted by Dowdle with the proposed idea and decided to bring it to the Arts Council. The group was enthusiastic about the project and decided to bring the matter to Council for consideration. Eric Dowdle, a graduate from Green River High School, says his art was greatly influenced by his experiences growing up on a farm in Green River. His company, Folk Art, which turns paintings into puzzles, has sold more than 30 million puzzles based on 400 pieces of his artwork. He has also hosted a TV show and radio shows and has won several awards for his work. The original painting is slated to be completed by September 2023. The council voted unanimously to move forward with the agreement. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.